Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I hear on a constant basis one comment made by clients, friends, and family, and this is how it goes. Ashley, my problem is blank. Ashley, my problem is. And it's interesting how many of us start a sentence communicating with others about a life situation that we consider our problem. And I get that. I understand that we have problems, but do we need to consider it as a problem, or can we look at it differently? Well, in order to even begin to ask ourselves these questions, we have to look at the concept of what a problem really is. And where did the word problem come from? I find that to be very interesting as well. Where did the word problem come from? And the word problem stems from the Greek word, and I might, you know, botch this up a bit. The Greek word problem, which is P-R-O-B-A-L-L-E-I-N, with pro, meaning before, and balin, B-A-L-E-I-N, meaning to throw. So it suggests an idea of throwing something, as in throwing forth a question or throwing forth a situation. And that's interesting, because that's not really a problem. So how do we get to the concept of a problem saying or creating or making us feel that that's a challenge or a difficult situation? And it was interesting because I came across an interesting article by Matthew Edgar, and he was talking about it wasn't until the 1400s when problem really began to also mean a difficulty. And in the 1500s, the problem began connecting to the concept of mathematical problems and equations. So that could also associate why when we have a problem, we find or we associate it with it being difficult. It wasn't until 400 years later that problem began to mean some type of ongoing, possible, insurmountable difficulty. Think about it. Before this, a problem suggested putting forth a question or a riddle. And now the modern definition and concept of problem is throwing or difficulty or some sort of act of consideration, a question to be considered, solving or solved or answered. And I think that this is interesting because I feel that when we say that we have a problem, it defines something as being an immediate issue. And I think that when we look at that, we have to really analyze what we feel is a problem and what we're willing to do to change the situation, to change the problem, to get over it. But is it really a problem? Is it a question? Is it something that needs to be considered? And I think that there, you know, it's a perceived gap between the existing state and a desired state. That could be an option, a perceived gap between the existing state and the desired state. That could be a problem. I think it depends on the way we define problem. We have to consider that. We have to figure out what that is. But I find that the brain, when we say we have a problem, begins to take into consideration of difficulty. It begins to see things as a challenge. And does it necessarily need to be that hard? Do certain things need to be that hard? Do certain things need to be that challenging? Or can it be something that we consider, a question to be solved? And so nowadays when people say, Ashley, I have this problem, my problem is, I find that that's really, really pigeonholing the issue, creating more static in one's life. Because even if you're like, but my problem is my relationship. Some people will say their problem is, you know, the way that they act or that they're too kind or their codependency. That's my problem. Or, you know, I keep taking somebody back. That's my problem. I keep getting, and it's like, okay, but is this really a problem or is this just something that we need to take a look in to better understand, to better qualify and quantify what this is really going on in our life and to what degree is this really a problem? So I want you to ask this question of you. Do you say this? Have you said this in the past? My problem is, are you saying it now to somebody? Are you telling them what your problem is and how are you seeing your problem? What does that problem look like? And I think that when we start realizing that we're defining the situation already as a problem, we're kind of pigeonholing ourselves and seeing an issue that has to take place that might be insurmountable. One of the funny things I find is that when we create this within our mind, it's almost like our mind wants us to believe this. Our mind wants to make whatever that is true. And I've seen this where people can believe that they're not going to be able to do something. For example, I have some friends and family that just do not believe that they could ever do anything digitally as far as with a computer. They feel like they're constantly having struggles. They're never going to understand the computer. They have problems with the computer. They have all these frustrations. And so anytime that they have to do something with a computer, they automatically start, you know, getting like, you know, stressed out, a little angry. You know, it seems like things aren't already working. They're pushing a lot of buttons and things aren't happening. They're already seeing the worst case scenario. And in that situation, it's really hard to overcome that because we've already created in our mind that we have this type of problem, that we're unable to do this. And so let's begin to identify any area in our life that we consider a problem. And I also want you to catch here any times in life that you actually speak it out loud that this is your problem. My problem is XYZ. Think about that. What is that? Is that necessarily a problem? And how did you learn to say that? At what point in time did you learn to say that? Where did you learn that from? Because it's very interesting. Because there's certain problems and then there's problems, but it's also like how we define problem. How are we defining problem? What does that look like? And the more that we understand how we define problem, the more we can probably understand if that problem has been solved or if that feels insurmountable. If we feel like we're completely overwhelmed, unable to solve that, why that would feel that way, why we would come to that conclusion, the stress and strain that's around or surrounded by that situation. And so remember, like when we create this and we say that something is a problem, many of us believe that a problem is hard and a problem is hard to overcome, a problem is hard to solve. Think about what that does to your mind, how it almost stops the ability to find solution. It almost stops the ability to find solution because you're already overwhelmed that this is really a problem. And so think about that. What are your problems in your life? Writing those down right now, you know, creating a journal of things that only you can see is very good because we can actually begin to look at these things in a way that nobody else has to see them. First off, nobody else has to see them. Nobody else has to deal with it. And you can actually have this as something that you can look back at and understand and see for clarity. Because when we think about solving a problem, we have to identify and define what the problem is. And do we have to, you know, do we have to label it as problem? Can we just say what the question is or what the situation is? I want to identify the situation. State the situation as clearly as possible. I want to generate, you know, situation solutions. And I think situation is a lot better than problem. Because a situation to me is like, okay, that's a situation. I can figure out a situation. I can come to terms with a situation. But how about, you know, the problem? Another concept is evaluating the alternatives. I'm a big believer in that there's always another way around something. There's always another way around, and there's always a better solution somewhere. There's always a solution, even if we don't look at it, because sometimes we just don't see the ability to have solution. We don't. And those things are very important to understand. Those things are powerful to begin with because we're able to really see that and understand that and decipher that. So we have to decide on options to solve our situation? What are some solutions to the question or the situation? We want to implement the solution, and we want to then evaluate the outcome. And these are really great because when we're dealing with a situation, no longer a problem. And that's what I really want you to think about, too, is being able to change the way we talk to ourselves, change the way we talk to our friends and family. Because the more and more that we inundate ourselves with that you have a problem, the more challenging and fixated we get on said problem. And that's where we can garner some power. That's where we can get to where we want to go quickly, making quick changes to our life and evaluating that situation. And that, to me, is a powerful place to be. So I want you to analyze that. When was the last time that you said that? When was the last time that you told somebody your problem? And then I want you to start listening and being a good listener to hear when other people bring that up to you in a conversation. And look at how they actually address it. Look at how it comes forth as their problem. My problem is how they say it immediately out loud as a problem. And if you look, you start listening to a lot of the things that they call a problem, a lot of those things really are not necessarily a problem. They might think differently about something. They might have a different thought process about something. They might consider something else more valuable than something else. They might have a different value system about something else. But in general, it's not necessarily a problem. But it can turn into us feeling like we have a problem because we keep addressing it and labeling it as that problem. So let's begin to do that as well and figure out, okay, what are, you know, some of the solutions to my situation? What are the situations I'm in? And what can I do to augment that? And so beginning to see that, and the more and more that we're aware of other people as well and what they're saying and how they're acting, as far as with their situation, it gives us a lot more clarity in our life to see how that comes to us, to see how that is in our life, to see how that connects in our life. And that is powerful. That in and of itself can really guide us to seeing more of our truth or more of what we need to see in our own life to offset that. Because I also think sometimes the problems we identify are our uniqueness, or maybe more like it, the things that maybe we need to work on or augment, but are not necessarily our direct problem. And I think that blanket statement, though, leads us to feeling overwhelmed when dealing with it. And then again, getting into kind of sabotaging our mind by, you know, really focusing on that instead of solution. When I return, I'll be talking more about how just general, you know, definitions or, you know, or how we define things can get in the way of us being successful, can get in the way of us creating that happiness and that peace that we want. It's the way we say things. It's the way we believe things. You know, our beliefs are very important. You know, our belief system is our reality, the way we see things, the way we define things. And if we're defining things as problems, we're creating more havoc in our life, especially if they're not necessarily problems. If they're just a difficult situation, it's making it more challenging for us to come up with solution around that situation, because that difficulty probably creates more of us to sit back. We get a little more edgy about it. We want to stand off from it. We want to avoid it. And again, not creating any type of solution. Stay tuned. There's more of this where they came from. We're talking more about this concept and how we should really be thinking and speaking to better off our situation. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about the power of our words. And I started off talking about the concept of my problem is. How often have you spoken that out loud to a friend or family member or therapist or coach? My problem is this. My problem is that. Is that really your problem? And I started catching it lately because I remember saying it before in the past. And I remember when I would say it, how the person across the table would look at me. And it was funny because it would always be like, it wasn't an intense change, but you could see how there was like a change within them. You could see how they kind of caught off guard. They didn't understand why that was defined as a problem. And I think that's something that we really need to analyze. is the power of our words, is specifically the power of positive words and the power of negative words. Because, and this might not be a negative or a positive, but this does generate a feeling of being overwhelmed, something that's going to be super challenging or super hard to find a solution to. My problem is, it defines you and whatever characteristic you're talking about as a problem. And all these things need to be looked at and analyzed to understand. And so, you know, I want to really talk about the power of words. And there was a Japanese scientist, Emoto, who did a bunch of experiments on water. And I think many of you might have seen some of those books. I had those books and watched some of those experiments. And it was about how the effect the words had on energy back in the 90s when frozen water that's free from all impurities would form beautiful ice crystals that looked exactly like snowflakes under a microscope. So if you saw that, it looked like a really beautiful, one-of-a-kind snowflake. But water that was polluted, it had additives or fluoride, would freeze without forming these crystals. And he would pour pure water into vials, and he would label them various different phrases, like I hate you or fear. And after 24 hours, the water was frozen and no longer crystallized under the microscope. It could not crystallize, which is very interesting. Think about that. And it would maybe be gray or clumped instead of that lace-like, really cool crystal. And then in the contrast to that, Emoto would place labels that would say, I love you, or peace on vials of polluted water. And after 24 hours, they produce gleamingly perfect crystals. And those experiments proved that energy generated by positive or negative words can actually change the physical structure of an object. The result of his experiments were detailed in a series of books with the hidden messages in water, and I have that book myself. But this is a very good thought to have here, is that the way that you're talking to yourself and the way you're defining things in your life will directly affect you. If it can direct, because we are energy, and we can get more into that. But we are energy. If you've read any quantum physics books, you understand that there's energy in different states of vibration. You understand, you know, atoms or elemental particles themselves might not necessarily be real, but they form a world of potential and possibilities. And it's very interesting when you go through a lot of that research, you understand that as energy, energy is directly connected to vibrations, energetic vibrations, right? And so it can be very, very interesting to have positive energetic vibrations versus negative energetic vibrations. And so words are extremely powerful tools that can be used to uplift our personal energy and improve our lives, but they can also hurt us as well. And so that's what's very important, because we need to spend some time to really look at this. We need to spend some time and saying, okay, am I using my words to my highest of ability? Am I speaking my truth? Am I being able to do that properly? Or are my words about myself and others hurting me, bringing me down, and making me feel bad, creating more havoc in my life? And so when we return, we'll be talking about things that we need to notice in our life, things that are not serving us, as well as gratitude, and things probably that we need to watch out for in our life, including self-deprecation, that can get in the way of us having that fulfilling life that we want, because it's really kind of taking us apart instead of building us up. Stay tuned. I have much more to cover here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The United States providing Ukraine with its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced Friday a package worth $6 billion, which will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems.
That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
Austin expressed gratitude to Congress for passing foreign aid legislation that allocates over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. McConnell reiterated his stance, which he made after voting to acquit Trump following the 2021 Capitol riot, suggesting that the former president could be held accountable by the justice system. And gas prices have risen slightly. AAA says the national average is now $3.66, up 1 cent from Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about the power of words, the power of our own words, and how important those words are for our growth. Before the break, I was talking about Emoto, the scientist, the Japanese scientist, actually, who was putting labels on water. There was a book out, The Hidden Messages in Water, where he would put labels of I love you or labels of I hate you, and how the I hate you ones would come out with no crystals. The water would have no crystal. It would be, you know, gray or misshapen or clumps. And then the I love you in the peace vials, even though a lot of that water that ended up being used for the positive comments were actually not pure water. They were not pure water. They were actually polluted water after 24 hours of being sent these messages would actually turn into beautiful crystals. So, you know, it could change polluted water into something that it, you know, it could augment its reality, as well as, you know, very fresh water, very clean and pure water could be turned to gray and no crystals when you put on I Hate You and Fear. Now, it's interesting because he went on and did another experiment, and this was testing not the written word, but this was testing the spoken word. And he placed 2 cups of cooked white rice in 2 separate mason jars and fixed the lids in place, okay, labeling one jar thank you and the other you fool. And the jars were left in an elementary school classroom, and the students were instructed to speak the words on the label to the corresponding jars twice a day. After 30 days, the rice in the jar that was constantly insulted was black and gelatinous. It was just a mass of black stuff. And the rice in the jar that was thanked every day was white and fluffy as the day it was made. This, again, is an example of the power of words. And I think that many of us overlook that. We overlook that to ourselves. We speak to ourselves, you know, and my problem is, now that's not horrific, but it's already putting ourselves down as if we have this horrible, insurmountable problem that we can't find solution. And usually when I hear that, you know, I was saying earlier, the problem that they're saying they have is not really a problem. It just might be a different way of life or a different way of doing things, but it's definitely not a problem. And that's something to really think about. It just might be something that needs to be augmented or changed. And I know that some of you out there, too, we talk about throwaway words. You know, how many times a day do we throw our words away? Now, think about that. When we just use, we talk about things that, you know, might not have any meaning in our life. We put things down like, I'm so stupid, or I'm such a klutz. And it's interesting, you know, I've had friends that will say stuff like that. I've had clients that I can call out and say, you know, hey, you know, you've made this comment multiple times in the session. It's not at your highest good. This might be creating a problem. And I don't think that many people ever think that these words can bring negative energy into our vibration and actually affect us on a physical level, but they actually can, and they do. And you know, I think that because, you know, sound vibration travels through water 4 times faster than it does through open air. Remember that. Sound vibration travels through water 4 times faster than it does through open air. And remember, our body is 70% water. Think about that. Your body is 70% water. How quickly the vibration from a negative word resonates in your cells. Ancient scriptures go back to tell us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And that's not really even a metaphor. So think about that in that respect. And when we begin to analyze this and understand this, we begin to analyze that, oh my gosh, what I'm saying is directly going to affect me physically. Think about that again. You know, we are 70% of water. Think about that. That's why Emoto's you know, experiments are so interesting. Okay, that serves for that, because we're the first one to hear it. The words that we say out of our mouth, we are the first ones to hear it. We are the first ones. We are it. And realizing that, we have the power to augment that, or we have the power to continue to do that. You know, some of us are in the habit of using the same negative words over and over again. And my problem with that, I'm joking, the issue, the situation with that is that the more we hear, read, or speak a word or phrase, the more power it actually has over us. Think about the power that it has over us. Think about the power that it wields over us. Because remember, the brain uses repetition to learn. It uses repetition. It searches for patterns. It searches for consistency to make sense of the world around us. So that's very important. You might not remember exact dates of World War II, but you know what, like, 7 times 2 is, right? You know what 3 plus 5 is. You know what, you know those types of things because you've done it over and over again. Think about having a song stuck in your head. I mean, that's challenging. I had a song in my head. Oh, my God. I woke up this morning at 6 a.m. in the morning, and I had one of the craziest songs in my head. And, I mean, you know, I like all kinds of music. It was John Deere Green. It was a country song. In the hot summer sun, he said, Billy Bob loves Darlene. I had that song in my head when I woke up, and I couldn't go back to bed. And that's the song that I have thought about since 6 a.m. in the morning. That's the song I've been thinking about. You know, we're going on quite some time now. Still got that song in my head, and guess what? It's getting stronger and stronger, you know, because it's repetitive. It's that melody all over again. And repetition is the most powerful tool to imprint something on your mind. Repetition. Very, very, it's very well used. Geico uses it all the time in all their commercials. Remember when Geico was advertising every single 1 minute? Yeah, you remember the Geico commercial. There's no way you couldn't remember the Geico commercial. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, it's like, it's very interesting when you think about this repetition. Any statement that we read, speak, or see regularly is going to be seen as more valid than one that we only see it occasionally. So remember that, too. So think about that. When you see something over and over again, you're going to believe that to be true over what you don't see often. So you might believe the worst. I mean, it doesn't matter if the information is false or true. It just doesn't matter. You just hear it over and over again. You believe it to be true. The only thing that matters is how often you are exposed to it. There was some research done out of the University of California at Berkeley, and it shows that a weak message repeated twice becomes more valid than a strong message only heard once. Even one repetition has the power to change your mind. The same goes for pictures, which are just thoughts and ideas concentrated into an image. Repetition increases our mental validation of anything we're exposed to. Repetition, repetition, repetition. It works very well on commercials, advertising, political situations. Yes, you know, getting to sway your vote, sway you politically, make you believe certain things. All these things are done in repetition over and over and over again. And it makes you believe that this is definitely true because it's over and over again. And so we need to be fully aware of what we are allowing into our life. We need to be fully aware of what we're listening to. And it's interesting. And think about how often somebody might have put you down in your life, might have said something bad about you. I mean, you know, might have helped shape a false self-image of you. You know, maybe they called you fat or stupid or dumb or, you know, whatever it is, ugly or short or whatever, and you begin to believe it. And you take on that false self-image. And that becomes your image because you heard it over and over and over again, making it real. And that's not helpful. That's not good. And that's where I feel like it's like, you know, you have to really think about what are we exposing ourselves to? What are we around all the time? What are we exposing ourselves to? And we need to be aware of that. And if you have someone in your life who is putting you down or has put you down, I want you to really recognize that as well. Because, you know, if you keep hearing that, you're going to believe it. So we have to consciously make our words work for us. We have to make our words work for us. We need to really seize the power of our words. We need to benefit from them. And we need to start with the words that we're using. We need to also eliminate any name-calling or self-criticism. You know, everyone's doing the best they can. And so we have to be aware. We have to be kind. Offer, you know, be empathetic. Be compassionate to ourselves and others. Many of you call yourself names. You put yourself down. You have anger and resentment toward yourself. You got to be careful with that. Those things will put you down. You'll feel bad. You know, we got to watch out about what we say to others. You know, how we treat them. You know, are we hurting them in some way? You know, how is that affecting them? You know, how are things going with them? How are they dealing with these types of things? What are they dealing with? And realizing that, you know, sometimes people will do bonehead things, but being able to help them to see something without having to put them down or making them feel bad, just trying to give them some help and reassurance in a way that they can learn from their mistakes or learn from issues. You know, we have to put a stop to our self-deprecation. Like, you know, because a lot of times we can make, you know, jokes about ourselves, and sometimes it's funny, but you know what? A lot of times, though, we're putting ourselves down, and we're ultimately making ourselves feel bad from this. It's not a helpful stance. It's not a healthy stance. We're not getting, you know, nothing positive is coming out of this self-deprecation. And words have power. And remember that, you know, our energy and our quantum energy, there is no sense of humor. It's not like it's like, oh, this is a joke, or this isn't real, or, oh, don't take this seriously. That's not at all what's happening here. It can't decipher the differences between your self-deprecation and your truth. Very important. Another aspect, too, is gossiping and speaking ill of others. When we gossip about one another and we speak ill of others, it's not good. And so remember, your words resonate back to you. And so the more you speak ill about other people, the more it's going to ultimately hurt you in some degree. And gossiping and drama is not something that aids or helps our life. It really doesn't. And the interesting thing about gossip is that I found that any time that I've ever interacted and spoken in some sort of gossipy way or talked about other people, any time that I did that, I lost myself. I was no longer, you know, I was no longer doing me. I was now in a different kind of universe, talking about that other person, not even focusing on my truth, not even focusing on what I needed to focus in on that moment, not even connecting the dots with that. You know, I was so off on the sidelines of life, trying to do XYZ because I was talking about that or speaking, you know, I wasn't actually even living my own life. And that is so interesting. When you're not even living your own life, what that means. That's so powerful to be able to observe and see. And so one of the things we want to do is we want to eliminate this negativity out of our vocabulary. We don't want to put a bunch of negative energy out there. I'm not saying that you need to be this positive, like, you're just going to be floral speaking all day, and you're just, you know, it's going to be unicorns and rainbows. I'm not saying that, but we do need to be aware of that negative energy. We need to be aware of that negative communication. We need to be aware of that negative comments, the negative talk, the negative self-talk. I think that's important. We also need to be aware of our positive side and uplifting. And we'll talk more about that in a bit. But in the meantime, I want you to consider, you know, how often, you know, are you speaking in a negative way? How often are you speaking in a negative way? And that's hard to always see. You have to do a lot of observations. You have to be aware of it. You have to really dig deep and see it for what it is. You really have to get in there and analyze the situation so that you actually see it for what it is. And that's powerful. It's very powerful. So the more you see it, the more you're aware of it, the more you catch it, the more you are going to feel better about yourself, the more you're going to feel not only vindicated, but you're also going to be able to feel lighter. You're going to feel happier about a lot of your choices. You're going to feel good about a lot of things in your life. You're going to feel really, you're going to feel vibrant. You're going to feel lighter, because the more negative words that we're using to describe things, the more we end up in, you know, taking that in, buying that energy, believing that energy, and all those things. Very important to really recognize that, see it, understand it, and move forward. And so that's really powerful. So when I return, I'll be giving you some more tips on how to really boost your positive energy, because, you know, we can't just stop the negative. We got to boost the positive, make things even better, makes us feel better. We get to where we need to be at. We learn from it. We grow from it. And we're able to really attain some of these things that we want to attain and feel better about it. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about the power of words, and we started today's show about my problem is. And a lot of times when we say that, we don't really have a problem, but we're defining it, and we're using this kind of somewhat negative language to define something about our life. And sometimes we get a lot deeper with that. We might have a lot of name-calling to other people. We might be super critical of ourselves. We might even be self-deprecating. Before the break, I was talking about eliminating that from our lives and being able to see it. Some of us don't even realize we're doing it. We don't even realize that we're putting ourselves down. And that is something that we have to come to grips with. If we don't realize it, we don't realize it. And we have to start being aware of these things that we say over and over and over again. Many of us are saying the same things about ourselves over and over again, creating this in our life and creating these patterns in our thoughts and our words that create negativity in our life. You know, one of the things that I want you to think about instead of just the negativity, like, we need to let go of that negativity. We need to also boost the positive energy. So, you know, like, sometimes people are like, how are you doing? And instead of saying, I'm fine, or I'm okay, maybe, hey, I'm doing great, or I'm terrific. Like, why not? Why can't you be fantastic? Why can't you be fabulous? I'm amazing. I am absolutely amazing. Like, that feels better to me right there. I already feel better today. I was dragging a little bit. I was telling you about how all I had was a song over and over again in my head for hours and hours and hours. And that really helped me because somebody asked me how I was doing. And I said, oh, I'm fine. Well, am I fine or am I amazing? I think amazing feels better. We also need to watch out the people around us, some of the negative people that are bringing us down in our life. I know it's hard because some of those people have been in your life for a long time. Some of those people are some of the oldest friends you've had. Some of those people are your family members, for God's sakes, that you have in your life that are bringing you down. And so we got to really watch out how much we hang out with them. And we got to avoid those negative folks when we can and really limit our amount of time that we spend with them. We want to surround ourselves with uplifting words. We want to be more uplifted in our daily life. So we want to have power in our words. We want to use our words consciously. We want to use our words to shift our life, to bring energy into our life instead of putting us down. We want to bring energy. We want to bring power into our life. And that is where I want to see us. That's where I want us to be at, and having that power and that energy to have that in our lives. And that in and of itself will be super powerful. So we definitely want to do that as well. And so I want us to think about that as, you know, how can we bring more positive energy into our life? What kind of uplifting words can we speak about others and ourselves? You know, what do we do? How can we imagine, like, positive energy generating from ourselves? How do we, you know, be positivity? How do we wear positivity? How do we wear, you know, and to me, it's like eventually positivity can become your truth. It just takes time, because if we've been working on a different set of truth for a long time, if we've been working on things that are not our truth, like we've been telling ourselves these negative things over and over again, that feels like the truth, but is that really our truth? No, it's just repetition. Remember, we can have that repetition over and over again and believe it. You know, I talked about some of the various studies where, you know, as long as you hear it twice, you believe it even though it's completely false. You know, that's why you have a lot of this, you know, stuff on the news and TV, you know, over and over again, propaganda, all kinds of stuff, because you begin to believe it because you've heard it so many times. And so that's the thing, is that we have to start realizing what we're saying to ourselves. We have to stop that negative concept toward ourselves. We have to see the repetition. We have to catch it while we're saying it. We got to stop it. We got to catch it. We got to get rid of it. We got to let it go. All these things have to happen. And then we have to employ some real positive aspects in our life. We have to change it. We have to get rid of the negative, though, before the positive. And I have a lot of stuff on that. We can talk a lot more about that. But we got to change the negative and let it go before we can turn it around. We don't want to add stuff to it. We just want to get rid of the negative. So I want you to start being aware of that and being aware of those things you're saying. If it's, I have a problem, or I'm stupid, or I'm fat, or this is my problem, look at how you're labeling things, and let's make some changes to that in our process. If you haven't already, check out the YouTube channel. Go to Ashley Burgess or Life Coach Ashley Burgess. We have new video content up every single day. You can find me on TikTok, Relationship Rescue, as well as Facebook on Ashley Burgess, Instagram on Ashley Burgess, and love to hear from you. So you can always send me a message and I will respond. I look forward to, you know, responding to your messages if you have questions. I'm starting to actually respond to subscribers' questions on actual YouTube videos. So stay tuned. I hope that you connected with this show. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.